This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with Chip Joyce. He's directing Cabaret at Peoria Players Theater. Their production opens next weekend and runs February 6th through the 15th. Always good to see you again, Chip.
Thank you. I love coming here.
And for people who've been going to see productions of Cabaret for 20 or 30 years, I think it's worth noting that this is a different production. This is a production that perhaps people haven't seen before unless they've been going to Broadway.
Sure. We were lucky. We're doing the show at Peoria Players now, and the 1987 version, it's called, if you check out the licensing catalog, was the version we were going to do, because this 1998 version at that point wasn't available for, you know, amateur companies to produce. And I just on a whim happened to look at their website. It was just a few months before auditions, and found that the 1998 version was now available. So I called up the staff at Players and said, I don't know what it will take. I don't know if there's any catches or anything, but we have to do this version instead. And because this is the new version, a lot of community theaters probably haven't had the rights to do this script yet at this point. This is the first I've known of it. And so I thought there might be a bit of a slip up there. Because the show is now being revived yet again on Broadway. It has been running now for the past almost a year, with Alan Cumming playing the role again. Nikki at Peoria Players called up Tams Whitmark as the company, and within 48 hours, she had an answer, and they said, we've got the new script, and that's what we get to do. So now we have all of those now iconic songs that we all know from the movie version of Cabaret, the stage version, if you know the new version. The cast, the Kit Kat Club boys and girls, they sing, they dance, they act, they play multiple characters, they even play musical instruments along with the onstage live band.
That was one of the much-noted features of that production. So I was curious, was it your intention going into this production then to do the same thing with your own cast, to have the actors providing their own musical accompaniment? And how's that worked out for you?
Yeah, it's worked out pretty well. I knew realistically when you're sort of casting your net at auditions, trying to catch, you know, those that you want, that realistically, not every solid singer and dancer that we would want in the show is also going to happen to play an instrument. So I assured people, you know, it's not a hindrance if you can't, but it is an advantage if you can. And so I have people that were pulling out instruments that haven't played since high school or middle school, and they've been great. They didn't seem to realize that it'd be much easier to relearn than it has been, I think, for them. And it's just another layer added to the show that just makes it that much more intriguing and interesting to watch.
You've mentioned from time to time that various shows are on your bucket list. Is this on your bucket list? And what did interest you in doing Cabaret?
This show was my bucket list. I've been submitting it now. I've been directing and submitting almost 10 years now. And I've been submitting this show literally nonstop to Peoria Players. I always, with every show I do, and when I decide I want to submit this title for consideration, I think about the venue. There are certain shows that I want to produce in specific venues. And when I directed Herit at Cornstalk Tent, it was the tent and just kind of the compelling ambiance that would bring to the show Hair that I wanted to do it there. Cabaret, I've always wanted to do it specifically at Peoria Players. It's an old theater with a lot of local history. It has the big lit marquee that faces, you know, one of the busiest streets in Peoria. They just painted it bright red, the outside of it. It's the perfect venue, if there is one in Peoria, to produce a show like this. And it's just always been the one I've wanted. And finally, the stars aligned, and I got my shot, and I couldn't be more thrilled with, you know, everything happens when it does for a reason. Had it happened any other time, I wouldn't have the cast I have specifically. I wouldn't have the crew I have. I wouldn't have the script that I really wanted. You know, I had to kind of wait for that to come available. So I get it now. And it was the perfect time to do it.
And what is your first introduction to Cabaret? Was it a play or by movie?
It was singing the song Cabaret, the title song, in middle school chorus. Was the first I ever heard of this show. Had absolutely no idea anything about it. We, of course, being a, you know, bunch of sixth and seventh graders, sang a pretty upbeat, happy, happy pappy version of it, not knowing the connotation of the show or just how dark the show is. I was, I think, in high school when I finally saw the movie, and then it was several years after that I finally saw a stage production of it. And no two stage productions of Cabaret are the same, because there are so many versions of the script and score floating around out there, that it's great for a director because your production is going to be so much more unique than any other production. It has to be, you know, because there's so many different versions out there. I've seen other productions just to kind of go. And like I said, I saw the Broadway one. I saw a production in Chicago last year. Night and day difference, you know, aside from an MC, a Sally Bowles, and some dancing boys and girls in a CD club, there's so much different about each one.
One of the things that I like about Cabaret is that because it's set in a nightclub, you have the opportunity, and you're taking advantage of this, you're putting theater patrons on the stage in a sort of a premium seating area so that they're simultaneously patrons of the theater, but they're also then patrons at the Kit Kat Club in the world of the
right,
show.
Right. I love when a show can fully immerse an audience. To me, a show should begin the second you walk into the theater. And I don't mean the house, but I mean the second you park your car and walk into the theater. And I don't think it should end until you're back in your car heading home, hopefully talking about how much you enjoyed it. But the VIP premium seating was an idea that sort of grew out of seeing it at what used to house Studio 54 Nightclub in New York. There, they don't have rows of seats like a conventional theater. The entire audience on the main floor sits at cabaret tables with centerpieces, and there are even cocktail waitresses serving you drinks. And so you really are in a what feels like a cabaret nightclub. And I knew at Peoria Players that, God, you know, I can't unbolt all of the seats and pour new concrete and install tables and all of that. But it was such a neat added layer to the production. I thought, how can I at least adapt it for our space? And fortunately, at Peoria Players, there's a giant gap between the stage and the front row, which will conveniently fit a row of tables. And I thought, well, what's going to motivate these people to sit here as opposed to just, you know, kind of further back away from the action where it's a little bit safer if you know the show, if you just want to be an observer and not any kind of participant. So there's a small premium price to sit and kind of immerse yourself in the show. I mean, this show is so much more effective and will just feel so much more real if you're sitting at a table watching the action up on stage. And drinks will be served. There are complimentary drinks involved in your ticket price. The tables seat four. There are eight tables available. Last I checked at the box office, they're actually selling very well. So we're excited about that. And I think, obviously, regular audience members are too, to do something a little bit different than the norm.
You're deep into rehearsals. Any surprises that you're finding?
I kind of thought this to myself last night after doing our full run through. The cast it's a cast of 16 people, and seven of them are making their debut on Peoria Players stage. That being said, they are not amateurs. They're not newbies. Everybody comes with, you know, vast years of experience and from different, you know, walks of life. And it's been great to pull them together. The people that I've worked with and known and seen for years, I mean, you know, we've got some veterans in the show, people that if you attend theater will be familiar faces to you. I think they are doing the best work I've ever seen them do. You know, I've known some of these folks for 10, 15, 20 years, and they're always good. Honestly, I've never seen them be as good as they are. And everybody in this show, this has been the ultimate just sort of team experience. Everybody's on board with everything I want to do with the show. It's rare you get a cast that's annoyed when they don't have to rehearse for the night. We had to cancel one night because of snow, and everybody was incredibly disappointed. And that kind of morale and team spirit is invaluable. Because it shines through. Even if you're doing a show as dark as Cabaret is, you know, people just bring their best. They bring their A game to their performances. And I'm blown away at what they're all capable of. I feel very lucky.
Now, I'm just curious. I know that some directors on opening night and during performances, they want to be in the house to watch the show. Mm-hmm. Some of them like to lurk in the back of the house and kind of sneak in and out. And some directors don't even want to be in the theater.
Oh.
Where do you stand on that spectrum?
I have to at least be there. With each show, I have favorite scenes that I will watch every night of every performance. Some shows I've sat in the audience and watched without any kind of interruption every single night of its run. Cabaret, as an example, only gets seven performances, you know, so each one is kind of precious and you want each one to be just as good as the one before and the one coming. But yeah, it really varies with each show. I'm actually very, surprisingly, for someone who does perform and do as much as I have done, I get really shy around an audience when I'm directing a show, and I do like to hide a little bit. So sometimes I tend to usually probably sneak into the back once everyone is seated and as the show is starting. I don't necessarily want to be seen. Otherwise, I'd be on stage, but I'm the director. You know, I'd rather let the work speak for itself. And like I said, I guess I'm there, but I tend to hide.
So, Chip, how is life a cabaret, old chum?
It's actually a very good question. And that song, when I first saw the movie and was watching it and really didn't know much about it, had no idea what was going on, seeing these scenes taking place in, you know, pre-Nazi Germany and then suddenly flipping to this cabaret just, you know, through the magic of film editing, I had no idea what was going on. But when Liza sang that song at the end of the movie, it all made sense suddenly. The club itself is basically a metaphor for the state of Germany right after World War One. It was just so physically and just sort of emotionally worn out. I mean, the entire country just from the damage and wear and tear that World War One had taken on the country, that people just kind of stopped caring. Our lifestyles just got much more subversive, much more decadent, much more careless. And, you know, when you stop caring, you know, about what's happening around you and stop questioning things, that's how bad things can happen sometimes. And, you know, the ending of Cabaret is not a happy one. Essentially, I'm not giving much away, but, you know, we all know that eventually Hitler rose to power, which is essentially kind of what is looming on the horizon, sort of the inevitable throughout the entire thing. And because everybody's having such a good time, they just don't pay attention.
Chip Joyce is directing Peoria Players' upcoming production of Cabaret. The production opens next Friday with performances February 6th through the 15th. Chip, break a leg.
Thanks.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio by going to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.